Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be ye happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. It's what we're here for, amongst other things. The only sacrifice He asks for. But a couple things are going on. First, my sister's home, and she helped me put up a tithing thing. If you want to tithe, if you want to give, it's on there. I'm not sure if it works, but it's on there. So thank you for, I thank her for doing that over the weekend. And secondly, if you do go to the website ever, every now and then I'll put up a study. You'll see study on there. And what happens is if I'm working on something, I'll put up that study, and then those are kind of the verses that I'm going through to come to the conclusion of whatever it is I'm working on. Like right now, I'm working on the characteristics of a wife. If you ever want to study the word, it's an amazing thing. All you do is you type in the word you're looking for, which for me it was like wife, woman, wives, and you go through every single verse in the word. And you read those verses and you put them together, and that will give you what God's actual thoughts are towards whatever it is you're looking up. That's how you study the word. That's how you do word studies. For instance, I was really, really big on wisdom when I was younger, and knowledge and understanding. That's how you learn these things. If you want to learn the word, pick some verses or pick a word and go through it and read every verse. You'll see it start to come together. God is so good. It's so big. And anyone, God, the Spirit works in you to teach you all things. You don't need a teacher. That's how you learn the word, is to read it and start to apply this stuff in your life. I was reading this morning in 2 Corinthians. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "For the love of the Messiah constrains us or holds us or keeps us or secures us, because we thus judge that one died for all, then all died. And that he died for all, that they which should live shall no longer live to themselves, but to him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, or henceforth, we know no one according to the carnal nature, even though we have known Christ according to the carnal nature, yet no longer. Therefore, if any man be in the Messiah, he is a new creation. The ancient things are passed away. Behold, all things are become freshly new." When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are baptized with a spiritual baptism. You're new. You are a new creation. Old things, the ancient things, the things of Adam have passed away. You are become freshly new, a new creation. Verse 18, "And all things are of God, who reconnected us to himself by the Messiah and hath given to us the ministry of the reconnection." I just love this. We were severed from the connection through the transgressions of one man, Adam. He was connected to God. When he ate that apple, the connection was severed. Once that connection was severed, the state of death was created, and man lived in that state of death. And that state of death is the carnal nature always driving towards death. But when Christ came, the way God set it up, that when Christ died for us and was raised a new spiritual being, the first, he's called the second Adam, the second man. Adam stands for man. He's the second man. That new spiritual being is what you are. And that new spiritual being is reconnected to God. And he gave you the ministry of that reconnection, which is the word. Verse 19, "To wit, that God was in the Messiah, reconnecting the world to himself, not counting their trespasses unto them, and hath placed in us the word of that reconnection." And that word, the word, is the word as connected to the inner thoughts. God didn't just give us the ministry of the reconnection, the teachings of the reconnection. God placed in you what the reconnection, his thoughts towards the reconnection, they are in you. That's how that Spirit works in you. You have the Spirit that guides you in the reconnection of God, towards that reconnection of God. It's a spiritual connection. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray for you on behalf of the Messiah. Be ye reconnected to God, for he hath made him sin, or the Messiah sin, for us who knew not sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Once you believe it, it was before to be upright and to stand upright in God's eyes had to do with acts. Now that Jesus Christ died, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous, and he died for us in order for that righteousness to come in. You can't change your stance before God. There's nothing you can do to change your position with God. You can walk and set your course of life in the spiritual nature that walks towards life, or you can set your course of life in the carnal nature that walks towards death. But either way, when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous in God's eyes. That's why that stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage or the servitude of the law. That's why that's in there. You are free to walk any way you want to walk. It's what you choose. I personally choose to walk with God. I personally choose to be led by the Spirit and to believe what's in here. You got to choose in life the things that are important. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the...
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for yesterday, for the little bit of time off that I got, and I thank you that you just continually work with me, that the things that need to get done today get done, and that we can get to the point where I can actually finish the taxes and everything I need to get done. And I just thank you again for the people we work with, the people you surround me with. I pray for each and every situation that you take care of it. And yeah, I'm just very, very thankful for the position you put us in. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.